What's up, guys? Hello, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Old Stuff. Today, we're going to teach you about how trade and settlement went down in good old Mesopotamia.
First of all, we're going to have a little chat about the who, what, where, why, and when of Mesopotamia trade.
What you need to know about trade in Mesopotamia is who they traded with. The people of Mesopotamia trade mainly with Turkey and Egypt. They also trade in the Indus Valley, Africa, and many more early civilizations.
Next, let's discuss the topic of where they traded. The people of Mesopotamia traded in outposts. For those who don't know what outposts are small villages where people go outside of their community to trade.
Another big thing that you need to know is why they traded. People of Mesopotamia had many resources like mud, clay, reed, metal, fish, grain, and timber. But they had to trade with others because they didn't necessarily have all of the essential goods.
They traded them for textiles, leather goods, ivory, copper, pearls, stone, wood, barley, cloth, metal ores, and many more. The people used many of the goods they got for trading to invent new things and make jewelry.
The last thing that we are going to talk about in the trade section of our segment is how they traveled to get to where they needed to trade. They traveled with boats, on foot, donkeys, and ox carts. They used donkeys mainly when they needed to travel through plains and mountains, as well as where carts couldn't go.
Now let's segue into settlement.
The big thing that you need to know about settlement in Mesopotamia is that the people of Mesopotamia were cavemen. They lived in cities surrounded by great big, tall, thick walls.
But they didn't always live like that. The first people to settle in Mesopotamia were the Sumerians, and they were most likely nomads. They started out living in small towns, but as Mesopotamia grew, so did the towns. These towns eventually turned into cities, then through conquering other cities, became very powerful city-states.
Fun fact, if you're into violence, Mesopotamia was always involved in wars because everyone wanted to live in its fertile land. Here's the order of what civilizations were able to get hold of this fertile land.
First came the Sumerians, who were then squashed by the Akkadians, who got destroyed by the Assyrians. Then came the Babylonians, who conquered Assyria, and then the Persians, who invaded Babylon, and then came many insignificant smaller civilizations.
The reasons that the Sumerians, Akkadians, Assyrians, Babylonians, and Persians wanted to settle in Mesopotamia were all the same. The land between the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, was very fertile.
To settle in fertile land was because it made it easier for them to plant and grow food. Therefore, they were able to grow a lot of food, which made it easier for them to trade with others.
Another reason was because the land was between the two rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, which acted as river ports, riverways. They used the two rivers to travel to their outposts and under civilization.
Well, looks like that's all the time we have today. Hope you learned a lot about settlement and trade in today's segment. If you enjoyed the first episode of our podcast, Old Stuff, be sure to tune in next time for some new stuff.